Delaware gun control advocates are criticizing state Senate leadership for backing away from a promised floor vote on all gun bills. Senate President Pro Tem David McBride said as recently as last month, the entire Senate would vote up or down on all gun bills. The bills went through Senate Executive Committee this year, which he chairs. But McBride reversed course late last week and decided not to move the three gun control bills out of committee, effectively killing them for the year. Senate Majority Leader Nicole Poor also opposed their release. She says most of her constituents oppose the legislation. And she points out a recent poll that found a majority supported the bills surveyed just 718 registered voters. But Tracy Manza Murphy of the Delaware Coalition Against Gun Violence says last year's midterms shows Delawarean support for gun control measures.
Look at the voters. Look who they turned out to vote for in a midterm. You know, I don't think I need to speak for the people of Delaware. The people of Delaware speak for themselves. I mean, they showed up on Election Day, and I think they'll show up again.
A person familiar with Democratic Senate caucus conversations about additional draft legislation on ghost guns and open carry in school zones says senators are also unlikely to move forward with them. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.